أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفأنت تسمع الصم أو تهدي العمي ومن كان في ضلال مبين. In the previous ayats, we read that if a person does not make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, Allah puts a shaitan as his friend and who misguides him completely. And this is at various levels. For example, a person is far from deen, but now by some effort he comes on to deen. But he's not making the zikr of Allah. And in that context are two other things which are very valuable also: tilawat of Quran Sharif and the company of the righteous and the pious. If a person hasn't got that and he comes on to deen, then he'll be still stuck just with the outward picture of deen. The reality of deen does not come into him. Like, for example, we have a walnut or an almond, then you have the shell of it. The shell is just the covering of it. The actual thing what you want is the actual almond inside, the walnut inside. So just having the outward picture of deen, that we are making namazes, we are even going for Hajj, Umrah, everything. But the inside, the kernel, the actual nut, that we are not getting, then we have missed the boat also. And that happens when a person, by the barakat of zikr, tilawat, and company of the pious, Allah inspires a person to carry on forward until he reaches the actual core, and that what he has to get. And also, we should not bluff ourselves by just making about 10 minutes zikr, and we feel that we are amongst the zakirin. But the zikr is to spur a person on, that for the rest of the 24 hours, like in the old days, we used to wind our watches. So usually before going to sleep, you wind your watch for half a minute, and it will work for 24 hours, 36 hours. So the zikr is to wind us. That little bit zikr, that continuously we are conscious of Allah, and we don't break any laws of Allah for the pleasure of Allah. And we are conscious of all the commands of Allah, and we fulfill them, and for the pleasure of Allah, not just out of habit, etc. Further, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, أَفَأَنْتَ تُسْمِعُ السُّمْ. So these people who do not make the zikr of Allah, they are deaf. Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you going to make the deaf people hear? Or tahdil umya, ya samjayega andhoko, or what are you going to make the blind people see? In other words, these people got no light from inside because of the lack of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So these blind and deaf people, O my Nabi, you also cannot make them hear and see. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي ضَلَانٍ مُبِينٍ or sarih. And those who are in open misguidance. And the worst misguidance, the compound form of it is, they think we are guided. If a person is ignorant, doesn't know, and he knows he doesn't know, it's easy to teach that person. But a person who doesn't know, and he thinks I'm a know-all, you can't teach that person one word, you can't guide him. So Allah says, O my Nabi, these people, you also cannot guide them. فَإِمَّا نَذْهَبَنَّ بِكَ فَإِنَّا مِنْهُمْ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. Phir agar kabhi hum tujhko yahan se le jaye, to hum unse badla lena hai. And the punishment is definite. Not only that, if in your lifetime it comes, you will see it. Otherwise, even if we take you away, still the punishment has to come. And the punishment, the real punishment, is in the akhirat. In this world is a taste of the punishment. Just like for doing good, in this world is just a taste for doing good. The real reward for doing good will be in the year after. O nuriyannaka alladhi wa'adnahum fa inna 'alayhim muqtadirun. Ya tujhko dikha de jo unse vaada thehraya, to ye hamare bas mein hai. Either we take you away and then we punish them, or either in your lifetime and you see that our punishment has been meted out to them, like in the battle of Uhud, in the battle of Badr, how the kuffar were totally humiliated and disgraced, and how they were totally defeated. So Allah Allah showed His punishment in this world, and we are in any case, we have the power and we will execute that punishment, Allah Ta'ala says. And all this we should remember all along is because of the lack of the zikr of Allah, to what extent it leads a person. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. So tu masboot pakri reh, usko jo tujhko hukam pahuncha. So you hold on to very firmly and very fastly onto that which we have revealed to you. That is, you remain firm on the Quran Sharif. And that is tilawat of Quran Sharif. And then to understand and follow the commandments of the Quran Sharif. Yeah, if for example, one was zikr, the other was the Quran Sharif. And yeah, also each one of us should think, how many of us are reading Quran Sharif? Very sadly, in Ramzan, many of us do not make one khatam also of Quran Sharif. How many of us, we make our little zikr, for example, but then all our namazes are missing. That zikr hasn't, we haven't understood at all what zikr is. We break the laws of Allah. Our tongue is not under control. Zikr is to control all this. Innaka ala sirati mustaqim. Tu beshak seedhi raah par hai. Undoubtedly, O my Nabi, you are on the straight path. That is what all the aspects, what following the pious and the righteous. Allah mentioned the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with making dhikr and making tilawat of Quran Sharif. Wa innahu la dhikrun laka wa liqaumik wa sawfa tusalun. Aur ye mazkur rahega tera aur tere qaum ka, aur aage tumse se pooch hogi. And this will be a remembrance for you, the Quran Sharif. It is a guide and a nur, a light of guidance for you and for your people. And it will be till the day of Qiyamah. Whoever will hold on to the Quran Sharif, and the bare minimum is to recite the Quran Sharif. And the miracle of the Quran Sharif is that even without understanding, a person gets inspired with the subject matter of the Quran, and it comes into the life, into the heart and mind and soul of a person. And Allah Ta'ala says, in any case, these are my commands. And this is where you have to make an effort. And the examination period is a different time. And soon you will face an examination period. That is, in the Akhirat, you will be questioned that all what I told you to do, did you do that or not? Was'al man arsalna min qablika min rusulina. Aur pooch dekh jo rasul bheje humne tujhse pehle. And also inquire of the rasuls, of those rasuls that we had sent before. All of them, we had given them this guidance, and all of them will be questioned. The people will be questioned, did you follow your Nabi? The Nabi will be questioned, did you deliver my message? Did you make your proper effort in delivering the message? All of them will be questioned. أجعلنا من دون الرحمن آلهة يعبدون. کبھی ہم نے رکھے ہیں رحمان کے سوا اور حاکم کے پوجے جائے. Allah says, did we ever put any other idol, any other deity, any other object of worship besides Allah? No, we never did. It was tawheed all the time. Believe firmly, solely in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And for this, find guidance and inspiration from the righteous and the pious. Yeah, Allah referred to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Be regular with your dhikr of Allah and do it properly so you get the fruit. Don't just remain on the shell, but get inside the fruit that is required, and be regular with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Wa akhiru da'wana.